Today's Thursday, July 4th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by Netgear Business, the networking choice for AV professionals. For more information, go to netgear.com/AVNation.
Today's Daily Download comes from ResiWeek 156. Matt Scott is joined by Jeremy Glowacki and myself talking about recurring monthly revenue. Jeremy Glowacki starts off talking about how integrators can successfully adopt an RMR program for their business.
I think that the third party organizations that have cropped up, One Vision Resources is one of them. The symbol is an umbrella. What is it called? Parasol. Those companies, I think those are the key, and others like them, where you have a triage kind of operation that is monitoring the system. They go through that first level of you know, client engagement, system monitoring, that sort of thing. So you can just sort of offload that until it gets to the need of you running a truck out there. I think that's really where the key is. A lot of the pushback also that I've heard from companies about not doing service plans is that our clients spent so much money on this system. It's so hard for us to then go, hey, it's going to break. This thing that you just spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on is going to break. And as much as there's such a great pushback of like, how many electronics do you know that don't, you know, hold up? How many times has your network crashed, even in the office, things like that? You know, it's, there are going to be reboot needs of, you know, network-based systems. So making that case is pretty simple. You're right at managing it is a more difficult part. I think what's different from a plumbing company, by the way, HVAC and plumbing together is really interesting to me because I've never heard of those as a blend.
Really? But,
oh, really? That, I haven't. Oh,
that's normal.
That's a normal thing? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, but I think the difference with that is that it's a lot of break fix kind of sensibility. People don't think about their plumbing until they need to get it fixed, until, you know, they've got a clogged drain, they've got a leak, HVAC, your system isn't cooling or heating. There's a different, and as soon as you go through that, someone says, hey, we can put you on a service plan so you don't ever have to go without heat again. We're going to be right out there, like, you know, immediately because you have the special setup. I have an irrigation company that's selling annual service contracts now. They're charging $39 a month. So that's a lot of money for something that you use for 3 months, you know? I didn't sign up for it, by the way. I'll take my chances on doing the repair myself. But I just think that those industries are a little different than the electronics business where, yeah, your network can go down any day of the week. You're not going to have plumbing leaks that often, I wouldn't imagine. You're not going to have HVAC issues that often. But it's that one time a year, or maybe not even, one time every 3 to 5 years that you want to have that peace of mind, I suppose. So I think our industry is a lot different, but I do think there are options with those third-party companies.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.